calculate the slope in question B, and, what the fuck even is functions? Oh, hey. Did I miss a memo? I thought we weren't supposed to have a study session till Friday. What's with the stink eye? Did I do something wrong? No, I don't know exactly what I did. Hey, come sit down. Or not, that's fine. Come on, use your words. If I did something shitty, I want to know. Yeah, I was chatting with her. We have a chem project together. Okay, stop glaring at me like that. Like you want to smother me in my sleep. Is there an issue with the chem project? What do you mean I'm oblivious? Whoa, she was not hitting on me. She's just friendly with everyone. And besides, she's straighter than your grades. Ow! What was that for? Okay. So, what? You don't want me to talk to my project partner? How the hell am I supposed to pass? If that's not the problem, then what? Oh. Hey, you're jealous. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. You're totally right. What was I thinking? Of course you're not jealous. Just concerned that some other girl is taking up my time. Alright, I'll stop. It's just cute, okay? You look ready to throw hands. Verbally and otherwise. You know we didn't get to choose who we work with, right? It was based alphabetically, on last names. If I could have one closer to yours, I'd use it, trust me. Plus, you're an AP chem. We're not even in the same class. Is there even a world where I would pick some random girl over you if I had the choice? The correct answer is no. And she's much chattier than she lets on. Plus, she's nowhere near as pretty as you. Come on, don't be mad at me. We have such a good thing going here. Hey, look at me. Please? Knew that would get you. Is me being polite always surprising to you? Just let me make amends, okay? I get it. It upset you that I was talking to some girl. Even if you know the thought of me doing anything other than homework with her is an irrational assumption. Yeah, I've been paying attention to philosophy, whatever. You know it's irrational. I can see the blush spreading down your neck. Dead giveaway. That's not the point. The point is to remedy this. Here, I'll offer you a couple of options to cool off, and you get to choose. Either I leave you alone for a bit so you can marinate in your feelings, or we can spend that energy on something else. Knew you'd make the right choice. Come on. Get on my lap. What's stopping you? No one ever comes in here. It's literally the furthest stairwell from everything useful. Now, come on. I have an apology to make, right? I never get tired of you sitting on me. How does it feel to rival the great Pavlov? I mean, you got me salivating whenever you touch me. I'd say it's trained into me, but I think we need more research to confirm that hypothesis. Speaking of research, I have a suggestion for future tutoring sessions. Everything's the same, but we sit like this every time. It's gonna help because I get my hands on that sweet ass, and you get to have my hands on that sweet ass. What can I say? You're quite the handful. Well, two handfuls, if we're really counting. Not that I mind, either way. You're impatient today. What a treat for me. You're usually so composed. Up until the second I make you come. It's nothing. Just refreshing seeing you to succumb to something as common as jealousy. What, you gonna make me shut up? You know what? Yeah, I will put my mouth to better use. I know you've been wanting me kneeling between your legs since that time in the library. I guess it's the least I can do. Let me push that skirt up. What's this? May I ask why you aren't wearing any panties today? I see how it is. Did you hope this would happen? One study session a week wasn't enough for you, was it? Come on, princess, let me catch a break. I'm working wholeheartedly to earn your forgiveness, and you're here, pantyless, presumably for the whole day, waiting for me to eat you out. You know, if you wanted more than the deal we decided on, we can always revise the terms. Right, that can come later. You can come now. Here, let's switch. Sit on my leather jacket and lean back against the wall. Spread your legs for me. That's a good girl. A little echoey in here, huh? Gotta keep your voice down, princess. You know I like to hear you, but unless you want somebody to get the wrong idea, you gotta keep quiet for me. Fuck. I love your hands in my hair. Go on. You can pull. Don't be shy. Fuck. You think I can make you come by just sucking on your clit? What was that? Well, I think I want to find out. Here, put your knees over my shoulders. You like that? My hands around your thighs, pulling your pussy closer to my face. How many times have you wanted to shut me up by sitting on my face? Thinking about coming all over my mouth. I know you want to do it. So do it. Oh, come on. Come on, good girl. Come for me. Yeah, pull on my hair. Feel my hands on your hips. Come on. Come to me. Come on. That's it. Too sensitive. There we go. Come here. Speechless. Wow. That must have done pretty well. What can I say? Oral exams are my strong suit. That's for making me think you were mad. Hey, if my ass looked like that, you'd smack it too. Can't let you have all the fun. Come on. You hungry? Zack's diner isn't far from here. Let's grab some lunch. Oh, my jacket? Wear it. You're not the only one who gets to stake a claim.